Unfortunately, he was proved right sooner than he expected. The human soldiers, sick with boredom and counting down the days until they were rotated home, suddenly sounded alarms. Abelard rushed to the bridge of his command ballista. Three more robotic ships have broken from the defensive ring, Bator Harkonnen, announced the subordinate scan operator. Heading in random trajectories, racing toward the scrambler net. They've tried that one before. It won't work. This is something new, sir. Doesn't follow the usual pattern. Look at those engines they've got. Sound the alarms. Full defensive formations. Prepare to intercept if anything should happen to get through. Abelard crossed his arms. No matter how fast they fly, the scrambler satellites will wipe their gel circuitry. Omnius knows that. The new thinking machine craft were sleek missiles, metal daggers that stabbed the satellite net, plunging through Holtzman barriers that should have erased their programming. But the craft tore through and continued to accelerate. Power up weapons and open fire, Abelard called over the open comm line. Stop them! It could be an update sphere!
How did they get through? New shielding?
Or maybe whatever's aboard those missiles is just standard-issue automation, no gel circuitry. He leaned forward, studying the readings from the scanners. But then there can't be any thinking machine aboard. What is piloting those things? Did Omnius dust off an old model, non-sentient computer? The watchdog ships opened fire, but the new missiles were accelerating so fast that even high-velocity projectiles couldn't intercept them. Other League ships converged, firing in a frantic barrage, realizing that one of the fleeing craft just might get away. But it couldn't be carrying a copy of the Evermind, not after passing through the scrambler web. Keep watching Corrin as well, Abelard called. I don't trust Omnius not to try something else while we're on a wild goose chase.
We'll never catch up to those projectiles, Bator.
The hell we won't. Quickly, Abelard identified the trio of fast-cruising vessels on the outer fringe of the defense network. Full dispersal of perimeter ships to intercept. Stop them at all costs. You have never had a higher priority in your military careers. Even if their gel circuitry's wiped, they may be carrying more plagues. The suggestion struck a cold panic into the soldiers, and they scrambled to follow his orders.
Bator, the machines have launched one of their surprise sorties against the scrambler satellites. Now they're all trying to break through.
Abelard slammed a fist into the palm of his other hand. I suspected it was some kind of decoy.
Moving closer to Corrin. Drive back those robot warships.
He studied both sets of readings, suddenly worried that he had chosen the wrong decoy. Which one was the real plot, or was Omnius fully invested in both schemes? A flurry of League intercept ships came in firing weapons, while howling challenges and insults at the robots. Ring after ring of the human defenders grouped high above the planet in an attempt to block the ever-accelerating machine vessels. The three robotic ships each took a different route, flying in wild trajectories, as if in hope that at least one of them would escape. The human ships easily destroyed the first one before it built up sufficient speed to escape from Corrin. Meantime, near the scrambler net, the major battle was engaged. Some robot ships plowed into the deadly pulse web, careening through. Though their gel circuitry brains were obliterated, the momentum of the giant machine vessels turned them into huge projectiles. The watchdog fleet used their most powerful weapons to cut the hulks to pieces. Hundreds of small new scrambler satellites were deployed as replacements, stitching together the energy holes in the web before it was too late. The second superfast projectile came under heavy fire as it raced toward the red giant star. Before the machine ship could find sanctuary in the roaring solar environment that would have been deadly to any biological organism, the sheer firepower of the human defenders broke the vessel into glowing shrapnel. Two of them destroyed. The third superfast projectile poured all energy into its engines, picking up more and more velocity, gaining distance from Corrin and from the fleet. The outermost human scout vessels, which Abelard had placed in concentric orbits farther and farther from the infested planet, came in at last, cutting off the robotic ship's escape and opening fire.